I'm only going to speak briefly. Brother Bill is bringing the word today. But I wanted to say something because it's Mother's Day and because this came up for me this week. Before I forget, that song we sang, Honor Your Father and Your Mother, we hope we'll sing that again on Father's Day as well. So it's right for us to honor our parents. It's commanded in Scripture. It's got a promise that it will go well with us. So we want to teach our children to honor their parents and also to obey. That's the command in Ephesians 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents. Honor your father and mother. Now, the reason this passage, a very short passage, is on my heart is this week in the pastor's gathering I was in, the assigned reading was for us to read the book of Luke. So I got 2 hours to read the book of Luke. And they know that we don't always get through all of it. I say, take your time and stay where you need to spend the time. So I got to chapter 18. But what spoke to my heart was in chapter 1. It's part of what we think of as the Christmas story. But in Luke 1, if you look at when Mary went to see Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, and Mary was told by the angel that she would have a son who would be the Savior. And then she went to see Elizabeth. So Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant, and Mary has just conceived by the Holy Spirit. And it says in verse 39, see verse 38, Mary said, let it be to me according to your word, I'm the Lord's handmaiden. And verse 39, in those days Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah, and she entered the house of Elizabeth, of Zechariah, and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb. That's John the Baptist, leapt in her womb. 6 months, along of the 9 months of pregnancy. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord. Now go back to verse 43. Why is this granted me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth is referring to Mary. Mary has just conceived. And Elizabeth calls her a mother. She hasn't yet given birth. She's 9 months away from giving birth in Bethlehem, 9 months later. But at that point, she's conceived, and Elizabeth calls her the mother of my Lord. So we have to understand from this that motherhood begins at conception, not at birth. And the other thing we should recognize is both of these babies were precious, both in utero. John the Baptist, at 6 months old, could be aborted today, but God forbid, the child in the womb is a living person. The child in the womb leapt for joy because Mary had come near Elizabeth. And we have to have the same values as God does about human life. So I wanted to share both those thoughts. One is that human life is precious and created in God's image and not to be destroyed. It is not our place to take life, but to preserve life and to help all life from childhood, from conception to old age, till the grave. So that is the pro-life truth. It's called the sanctity of life. Sanctity means sacredness. Sanctity means life has deep, deep value. It's created in God's image. And secondly, I want to say to any mother who has lost a child that you're a mother still, that motherhood begins at conception. We want to honor all our mothers and thank you for your work. It's the most important work of raising your children in a way that leads them to Christ. They see God in you. Let's pray a blessing on our mothers. Lord, I thank you for your design. Your ways are perfect, without any failure, any blemish. Whatever is marred here is marred because of sin, but it is redeemed when we come to you. You take us out of our sin and teach us your ways. Lord, we thank you for all the mothers here. We thank you, Lord, for all the children that have been conceived, some of whom we haven't met because they went home before we got to hold them. But we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, for the serving that takes place day in, day out by other mothers in the church. Lord, bless them. Encourage them, Lord. Take away any discouragement. Help them, and may we help them too. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.